parasites. Parasites have been in, on social media. People have been really talking about this, asking a lot of questions lately. How do you take care of parasites? What do you do? Lots of advice that can be quite cringeworthy sometimes. And I just happened to run into somebody who I really, really liked her answer to some of these questions. And I'm like, hey, I need you on the podcast, right? So this is 10 Hat Talks Question the Narrative with Donita and Shelley. Donita today. And you can find me over at prairie-trail.com. But I have Tanya with me today. Tanya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm so glad you found me. I actually pronounce my name Tanya, but that's okay. I answer to about anything. I was wondering for sure how you pronounced your name as well. I bet you get a little bit of back and forth with that. Yeah. I think my mom worries about it more, how people say my name, than I do. But anyway, yeah. And then my last name is Candy with two E's. So I am an RN by trait and by licensure. I have gotten to the point where I agree with almost little to nothing that goes on in mainstream medical. So I went into business for myself a few years ago, helping people look for root causes and restore their health from a more natural food-based kind of prospect, or, you know, that way of looking at things. My own health was falling apart, and I had been doing a lot of things to regain my own health, but I was not moving mountains until I started removing parasites. So for me, my personal story is gruesome. It's graphic, and it's stuff that I wouldn't believe unless I experienced myself.
Yeah, we like gruesome and graphic here. We actually do.
All right, then. We will get along just fine.
Yes. Like I said, I have my tin hat here. We dive into some gruesome, graphic, and interesting, strange and unusual things sometimes.
So yes, yes.
We are totally cool with that. Plus, we're on a homestead. I'm a fifth generation Oklahoma panhandle homesteader. So there's a lot of things that I don't realize I know and have, you know, just knowledge that's been passed down through the generations, that people have trouble with their animals and stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, you just do this. And I don't even have to think about it, right? And a regular parasite cleanse is part of that. And because we're doing it with the animals, we get that. You know, we use a Poron Ivomec with some of the animals. And I notoriously, no matter how hard I try, and no, I don't wear, you know, plastic gloves or anything, I get it on myself. So there are just things like that that I do. One of the things that I keep trying to preach to people is minerals. The first thing we do whenever the animals start to get sick or act a little puny or something, or the weather changes, is we make sure that they've got a mineral block out there with them. And I learned pretty early on in motherhood that we need minerals too. Why do it for the animals? We need it as well, you know? So everything that we do for the animals, we basically do for ourselves one way or another as well. And a lot of people don't think about that, right?
Yeah. Can we? I think that's so true. So true.
Yes. And we have to be careful. We know that we have to be careful, because if we have an animal that is like a new animal that comes onto the farm, that is infested with parasites, you don't put them through a fast, hard cleanse. Right. They will become anemic. They'll die usually. So you have to be very careful. So when all this parasite stuff came out, I'm like, on one hand, my mind is like, yay, people are finally getting it. On the other hand, it's like, oh no, they don't understand the, you yes. know, the implications that go with this. It's an excellent thing to do. Yes, we need to get rid of the parasites, but we need to be careful. And that yeah. was along the lines of what your comment in the Facebook yeah. group was about. So yeah. I give me your caution there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're really in agreement. And like parasite cleansing is the just trending. Even from my personal experience, what I didn't know, like years ago, I had went to a holistic person for some help, and it wasn't his fault. It was me. I didn't follow through. As humans, we're so thin skinned and nobody follows through with anything. So, and he didn't get graphic with me about parasites. I was kind of under the assumption that anybody that came in was going to go through some sort of little parasite cleanse. The stuff that he gave me, it was hard on my belly. I don't remember what it was. I would burn my belly. Like I would be like, can you see this hole? This is burning for about 20 minutes. It would just burn this pit of my belly. And I did that. I kept doing it for about 6 weeks. It took me years to try to get, I had such bad reflux anyway. It took me years. Like I felt like that messed up my digestion for years, but I didn't follow through. I didn't go back. And, you know, I don't know what his next step was, but I do know he didn't have me on a binder. He did not have me on magnesium. He, you know, there's a lot of things that we didn't do. Part of it, my fault for sure. Every practitioner that you work with, everybody does something different. And then the years went by. So I know that my parasite infestation got worse. I know what I did with him was just enough to make those organisms mad and bury deeper into my tissues. That is what I worry about with everybody doing these little monthly 3 drops of, you know, whatever tincture, concoction, and you're just doing enough to make them mad. You're just doing enough to bury them. Maybe you'll kill a few of the adults, but what nobody talks about is when you kill those adults, they set out a signal for all those eggs to hatch, and they lay tens of thousands of eggs a day. So if you're not cycling those out, my story is long and wide, and I made mistakes in treating myself. Right now, my main product line I use is from a company called Cellcor Biosciences. Everything is stepped out. Like for a basic healthy person that just wants to clean up their compost pile, I always talk about the body as a compost pile. Like if you were going to plant heirloom organic seeds, you'd be really picky about where you planted them, right? So like you can take ashwagandha and you can take turmeric and all these things that should grow health in your body. But if you plant them in toxic, moldy, parasitic ground, you'd be lucky if you get anything to grow, right? So that clean up your compost pile is just good for anybody. I'm not one of those people. I love where you're at in life, growing that stuff, doing all that stuff yourself. I'm not that person. I'm that person who's going to buy a product and not make my own, right? So Cellcor Biosciences is all tested. There's a lot of fulvic acid uses as a driver to get through the gut, to get into the cells. Our binders bind, you know, like charcoal binds like this, like, if you can't see on my video, I'm just touching my fingertips. Charcoal is a binder, but it barely has any energy. So you'll be lucky if it gets stuff all the way out of your cell, let alone all the way out of your body. That fulvic acid, our binders bind tight, like it grips onto it and gets things out of your body.
Okay, so when you're talking about a binder. A
binder.
You mean charcoal. So you're talking about activated charcoal, right? And we know that activated charcoal grabs a hold of hopefully the toxins or the heavy metals and pulls them through your body with it. So that's what you're talking about, a binder, right?
Yes.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll make sure that we get things clarified for people here.
Yes.
So
that is super important. So those parasites, in a sense, our body's using them, you know, like nothing happens by mistake. If you're full of parasites, there's a reason for it. So that's something.
And this reminds me of the scripture when Yeshua talked about, if you cast out a demon, which I mean, my thought process is these are little demons, right?
Yes.
If you cast out a demon, then he's just going to go get his friends and bring more back to the house, right?
Yes.
We need to be careful and be sure that we are filling the house with something else so that there's no more room for them to come back, right?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. And people don't realize, they don't realize the spiritual, a mental, emotional, these parasites do some kicking and screaming.
Yes.
When you start to kill them, for some people, if they tend to be a little bit stressed or emotionally fragile anyway, then it can be really a hard time for them. Hey, Lori, I just had a client walk in. I'm on a Zoom call. Okay, is there anything I can do for you quick? You're just dropping that off. Excellent. Thank you. Thanks. I'll see you soon. But yeah, that kicking and screaming, like myself, I always say I'm nowhere where I need to be, but thank the Lord, I'm not where I used to be. And that's true in my spiritual life and my Bible study, you know, your Sabbath, the feast, all of that. I have so much room to do better, but you know, I'm so thankful that I'm not where I used to be. But my spiritual ears, I didn't realize how dampened my spiritual ears, my spiritual eyes were until I started shedding these parasites. Parasites are demonic attacks, you know, and, you know, can we say they're bioweapons? Can we say that? I don't have any
idea.
They're
definitely from the enemy, right? I mean, this is for education and entertainment purposes only, and all that good stuff. But you know,
but definitely the enemy uses them against stuff.
Yes.
And when they're in your body, okay, a healthy body doesn't get infested of parasites like I was infested with parasites. That means there was something going on with my immune system. I had been on a proton pump inhibitor most of my adult life, a strong one for probably 15 years. When you take away the stomach acid, nothing works right. We need stomach acid. That, you know, if you've got good stomach acid, pull a carrot out of the ground, wipe it off on your pants and eat it. You'll be fine. If you don't have any stomach acid, you're in trouble. You can't do stuff like that. We need that stomach acid. Like having no stomach acid is like walking around with no skin. The medical community, I would just like to scream from the top of my lungs, we can't take away stomach acid. In this process, if you're full of parasites, we've got to rebuild your gut. You've got some serious root causes. The parasite is not the root cause of your health problems. If you were healthy, you wouldn't have the parasite. So anyway, those parasites are sponges, and they are mopping up heavy metals. They're mopping up toxins. They're what hold old viruses. If you've got Epstein-Barr thyroid issues, if you've got, you know, any chronic virus, if you have parasites, because the parasite is the host, not you. And we want to clean up that stuff in our body. We have to get rid of the parasites first. That's the ground
level. That is so interesting. I've never heard of it explained that way. I love that. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So when you start, I always tell everybody, when you start to kill parasites in your body, one, if you had them, you already have a compromised immune system. You already had a problem. Now you just go grab some wild herbs, you know, like wormwood or whatever you're going to grab, and you, or oregano oil, you just start killing them. Well, to me, I describe that as like, if you had a big, huge bowl of chocolate pudding and you just splatted it on your kitchen floor, and that's what happens when we kill these parasite bodies, this meth, that splat inside your body. Your already compromised immune system has got to come on with sponges and rags and try to clean up that mess. So it's a huge cellular process. And just like that chocolate pudding, you know, you think you cleaned it up, and then 3 days later, you look up, you're like, whoa, how did that get up there? Or how did that get behind there? So it's not a 30-day process.
Yeah, no one and done. No one and done.
Right. And you have to support the whole body.
To be building up the immune system and stuff. And a lot of times.
Your mitochondria.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of times building up the immune system and stuff, your body will naturally, it will become an uninhabitable place for them to be, and they Correct. Will leave. Yes, yes. Yes. Now, you mentioned Correct. Magnesium as well. What part does that play in this?
You know, magnesium is just one of those things that we all could use more of. And magnesium, it's support, and there's so many different kinds. We don't have enough time to go into every different kind of magnesium, but magnesium, sometimes when we're doing cleansing, sometimes you're going to, oh, and that opens that door. Sometimes you're going to get constipated. And if you are not pooping multiple times a day, don't start trying to kill parasites. You have to have your drainage open. You cannot be constipated and start killing parasites and not think that you're going to hurt yourself. You know, you're going to hurt yourself. We set up the body. We prepare the ground before we start doing this stuff.
Yes.
But yes, magnesium, calcium, all those things, our body needs that cellular energy. We have to raise our cellular frequency. If we're full of parasites, we're vibrating so low. Our cells are vibrating
exactly.
so low.
Exactly. And like you said, it depends on everything else going on in our life. So if we've got a lot of stress going on, if you're around, you know, if you're in a city where you've got a lot of other frequencies going on around you, then you've got yes. more to think about there. Even yes. out here in the boonies, you know, we've got various things that we have to be concerned about. Once you're aware of what's going on, you become more aware of areas that you don't feel as good in, you know, because of the frequencies in those yep. those areas close yep. to, you know, big electric lines and things like that, where in the city yes. people are so, you know, so used to being around all of that stuff that you just don't even realize. Yep. Yes, yes. And so what are your first, if somebody is thinking that they have a parasite problem, what is the first thing that you want them to do?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess they kind of have to pick their product, and it kind of all depends on, you know, where you're at in life, your belief system, what you're comfortable with, what you can afford. Those are all going to factor into it. Before I knew what I know now, I was working with a cancer patient, and he was a little too end of life. But it was trying to help him that I came on to benbendazole and the Joe Tippins protocol. And that is a wide, wide conversation. When I'm working with somebody, I always, like, I don't have the right initials behind my name to give medical advice. I can coach you. I can help you. I can support you. Myself, before I knew about binders, I didn't know anything about binders. I just started using fenbendazole. My husband and I, we started doing fenbendazole 3 days on the full moon. We do it before, on the full moon, and after. And I didn't know anything about binders, and I was compromised, but my body handled it okay. And it's just part of my story now. So it's kind of part right. of that warning sign. Right. My husband had some skin cancer. Skin cancer is your body trying to communicate, you know, just like belly aches or all of that is your body trying to communicate. So we had been doing about 7 months of just that Fenben protocol. And I was already seeing some pretty strange stuff that I, but I had, yes. I always had loose guts and loose stool and not digested food in the toilet. So, but I was having some weird stuff go on that I had no idea until I met these CellCore practitioners and started getting trained about what it was I had been seeing in the toilet. So, I mean, a person can do that. But just get a good binder, listen to your body, pulse it.
I think listening to your
body. Go days on, go days off.
Yeah. I was raised on a pig farm. And so right there, if you understand clean and unclean foods, I was raised on a pig farm. It was not the corporate farms like are today. Those actually put my grandfather out of business. But I mean, he raised the pigs the proper way. My job was to fill up their mud puddles so that they could play. They were cute. I you know, bottle fed the babies, the little runts and things like that. But so number one, I was raised on a pig farm. And if you understand anything about pork, that right there. Number two, I didn't do number two, but once or twice, once every week or two. Okay.
Ooh, ouch. That's
so all of my life, for as long as I remember, I was constipated. I met my husband. He goes several times a day. His mom was a health food nut. And I'm like, I'm thinking there's something wrong with him. And then I realize that there's something wrong with me. So what we always tell everybody, just as an herbalist, is I'm not going to first thing grab out the herbs for people, is stop eating pork first of all, and the shellfish and the bottom feeders and stuff. Go to a clean diet. Try it. Just try it. Even if you're not there spiritually, just try it. And most of the people that we tell that to, they'll try it for, you know, I'm like 6 weeks, give it 6 weeks. And they'll accidentally go back and eat something with some pork or some shellfish. And they'll say, oh my goodness, they'll call us and they'll say, I can't believe it. I hadn't even thought about it. I'd forgot all about it. I had this and then I felt awful afterwards. So that's always my first thing, is stop with the unclean foods. Yeah. Number two, make sure you're getting plenty of water. Most people do not drink water. Stop drinking the soda pop and stuff. That's awful.
And sugar.
Yes. Yes.
Sugar. You got to cut sugar.
That's even harder. That's even, you know, but if you could get them to drink in the water, and if you can get them off of the, you know, then that's a good start. And then, you know, cut down on the sugar, stop doing the refined stuff. And then they start becoming more aware and they can start seeing that kind of stuff. And then add the minerals. Because they are everybody is probably low on minerals at this point. I'm out here in wheat country. I see what they are paid to spray on the crops. Okay. They get subsidies to poison us. This is for education and entertainment purposes only. I can't, but they are.
And
they spend so much money on the chemicals that they're spraying on these crops. So that really, it has taken the minerals out of the soil. So those are the first things that I suggest before I even go to the stuff. And once you start realizing the biblical feasts of the Lord said in Passover, bitter herbs for a reason. That is your yearly parasite cleanse from God.
Yes, for sure. For sure. And it's so hard. You know, we've become so dirty. We've become so toxic. Everything that we eat, like you too, I'll often, you know, just if you're introducing people, if they're ready to even think about taking control of their health, well, then I say take half. You know, when I say, do you eat processed food? Most people they tell me they don't, and they think that they don't eat processed food because they're not eating microwave dinners. I'm like, right, no, right. Anything with a food label on the back is processed. So Do I eat processed food? I do. I absolutely do. I try to eat classier processed food. You know, I try to, if I'm going to eat potato chips, I want them to be avocado oil, you know, and organic potatoes. But I eat a potato chip, you know, I live in the real world. But I try to tell people, even if you can take and cut in half what you're eating for processed food and start there. You know, the chemicals. And then, you know, if you're gonna buy vitamins, I know my stuff is expensive. The sustained, the organic, you know, I use a lot of standard process. It's good stuff.
Whenever you go to the grocery store and you buy the processed boxed stuff, okay, if it's in a box or a package, it's probably processed, right? And you go to the grocery store and you buy that. And I would just encourage anybody to sit down and start doing the math on what you're buying for groceries, how many times you eat out and how much you spend, how many pops you have, you know, things like that. And think about that and add that up. And then how much of that just your body can't use. It's a waste. It just goes through your system, it's not working. Okay. Yes. And then you look at real food and real supplements, and the investment that you're making is minimal comparatively. And especially if you end up starting to have medication to treat symptoms for things that
Yes. And then, you know, and I can get off on my tangent about insurance and the system of fear. You know, take your premium and buy good food and good supplements and insure yourself. You know,
yourself. We have been uninsured for, 15 years, maybe. No, it's been longer than that. We've probably been uninsured for, it's been a while, probably 15 years. And, you know, everybody's always worried about that big thing that can happen. And we were uninsured and we had a big thing happen. Our 6-year-old had a heart attack and it was a big thing. We had no idea what was going on, of course, at the time. And she ended up in the hospital over Thanksgiving, which the Lord just directs things. He is so amazing. Okay. He made sure that we got a Christian homeschool dad for a doctor. Who was totally okay with all the essential oils and things that I was bringing into the city hospital, you know? And he insisted that they do every possible test while they were there that could be, because I explained to him the financial situation. You know, I talked to the hospital, I explained to them our financial situation, the whole kit and caboodle. They took 60% off the top. Our insurance wouldn't have taken near that much off. And they won't do that for an insurance company because of what they deal with trying to do that for insurance companies. So, you know, don't be afraid to let it go. And now we are in a membership with a doctor that we agree with that is a biblically based doctor. So, you know, and so that helps immensely. I don't have to pay for any office visits. You know, I can call him. We've been doing telehealth for years before the 2020 debacle, you know. So I would just, implore people to look for other alternatives.
There are other options.
Yes. I know. We've been raised to believe that we have to do things a certain way. Yeah. And especially with little ones, you know, the young mommies are so afraid that somebody's going to come in and take their babies away. And I get it. I've been there. I understand the fear, but they have no leg to stand on to do that. They have none. They're just trying to intimidating.
Program.
Yes, it
program fear. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And a little story that I have about that, you know, we lose our intuition, you know, even when we're spirit filled, we lose our trust in ourselves. We lose that intuition. I'm still trying to take training and seek training, but I do a little muscle testing. I do a little energy testing, you know, that speaking to your innate intelligence that the good Lord
when we're muscle testing, we're not asking what the future is. We're not asking
exactly. You're trying to communicate with your body.
Yes.
And my story about that is that Yahweh designed every cell in our body to know his voice, to know what to do. But it's all these toxins, all this mindset. Our mind doesn't know. Our body knows if our mind would get out of the way. I had a year old dog who had puppies, and she didn't have to go to birthing class. Nobody had to teach her. She knew when these puppies came out of her that each one she had to chew that cord, and she had to take care of it because Yahweh put that in her. He put it in us. Yes. We have just been programmed not to trust ourselves anymore. And it, the parasites, the toxins, all that makes it harder for us to hear what our bodies.
It has separated the creator us made. From
it
ourselves.
Has broken us.
Yes, it has separated us from ourselves. We're not connected with our, you know, our in his image creation. Right. That I believe that Adam and Eve could just walk through the Garden of Eden and they knew what they needed to eat from one day to the next. They knew what they needed to consume. It was just they were there with, you know, and we've lost that. We've so lost that.
And the time of day that you should eat and the season in which you should eat. We're all just too full of science and convenience and knowledge. Yes. And
so much of it is made out to be a one size fits all thing. And God did not make us one size fits all. He absolutely did not. We are all completely different in completely different environments with completely different situations. And each one of us needs something different. And we need to understand that. Yes. It's so true. And you said we are so dirty. And I think that is so funny because we are in such a sterilized environment at this point.
Right.
We've been taught even before, like I said, the debacle, we've been taught when we're in the kitchen to wash our hands with every few seconds.
Right.
And whenever I'm really in a cooking mood, my hands are raw by the, you know, and I have quit doing that. I have absolutely quit doing that. I have, you know, not that I'm running around dirty. I smell decent, guys. It's not bad. But you know, on one hand, yes, we're dirty on the inside. We're sanitized on the outside, but we are so dirty on the inside. And part of that, you know, is all of the things that we're constantly cleaning with. So that other thing would be to get rid of those toxic chemicals in your, you can clean everything with baking soda and vinegar. You don't need anything else to clean your house or much of anything else. Baking soda and vinegar. And that's about as cheap as it gets. So
it doesn't need to have a fancy label, and you don't have to have one product to do the windows and the counters and the toilets. We've just been sold, marketed.
Yeah. Into the products. And even the natural products do that. The natural stuff.
Oh, yes. Because people like to buy stuff. They do. People just like to buy stuff. Yeah.
Well, where can people find you? Do you have a website?
I do. My website is awakenwellnessllc.com. Yep. Kind of Facebook is my main business post placed. Facebook, I kind of concentrate on my local community. I'm trying to get going on TikTok. I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard. This social media, it's all so hard. I have such a love-hate relationship with it.
We wouldn't have met without it.
We wouldn't have met without it. So
I agree. I will make sure all the links are in the description.
I do have a YouTube as well, but I need more people like you in my life. I love what you're doing. You know, we had a little place in Oklahoma. We just recently sold it, and we'd like to be somewhere warmer in the winter eventually, but I'm not sure Oklahoma's warm enough.
It can get cold here in the winter. It really
can. It can. I think last year you guys got about as much snow as we did.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I like to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I would like a place up north, so we need to swap or something.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya, for being on. I really, really appreciate this. This has been wonderful. And I know that my subscribers are really going to appreciate this information. So we may have to do this again and do a follow-up.
I would love it.
I will definitely share them with you. So you guys leave your questions in the comments. I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great